Roots grow in the darkness of soil, always in touch, always in contact. Do our communal roots grow deep into earth and spirit? Let us listen to our sense of community as Quakers, in focusing on the divine relationship, both as one united whole as well as individually. Our connection to spirit can be as a vertical connection, just as a mighty oak tree has a vertical taproot, forming a deep down joining of tree, earth, and spirit. It also has horizontal roots that spread out around the tree, joining one tree to another, one neighbor to another. Thus, community is also about our connections to our neighbors, both other species and other humans. This forms a horizontal connection. Just like the tree, we need our connections to other humans and the rest of the natural world for support, both in a spiritual, emotional sense in the beauty of love and light, as well as support of our physical needs. My understanding of community means living and being together in physical support as well as spiritual support to one another. From where I stand, this definitely includes other species as well as the land. Let us listen to all the members of our community. Community is about paying attention to our inner lives and the inner life of the community as one united whole. In cultivating and nurturing our own relation with spirit, we want to lift up and encourage the creative unfoldings of each other and our gifts. This is something we do with great care and tenderness. But are we familiar with the gifts of the oak tree, the pigeon, the cricket chirping, or living organisms in the soil?